Welcome to Kitchen Counter.
It's Monday.
Which means we can't even buy a loaf of bread because for some reason places in Cheyenne close on Mondays. And Sundays.
Yeah, so you want to support a small local business on Monday, you have a 50-50 chance. But downtown is generally kind of like, nah, not happening.
Very strange.
So, going along with having a case of the Mondays, I'm expecting some packages to come in the mail, some things I've really been looking forward to. And a purchase that I made, I don't know, weeks, maybe even a month ago now, what I saw was not what I received. This impulse purchase that took so long to get here was supposed to be human-sized balloons that you could get inside and, like, bounce around in.
Sounds awesome.
It looked ridiculous and fun and something worth filming.
Instead,
I just get, like, an extra large balloon, two extra large balloons, and a tiny-ass little package from China. And, oh, let me preface this also with, I questioned my purchase shortly after I made the purchase because I was like, oh, nobody left any reviews or anything on this site.
Because they can't.
And so I was keeping in contact with, you might say, customer service about where my package was because the tracking number was not popping up. So basically it comes from a foreign country and then it gets shipped into the ports here and then it gets like a local tracking number. So I'm keep checking this number and it's showing up in other places in the United States and finally it starts tracking like in Denver. So I'm like, oh, okay, it's on the way. So I get the package. It's just two large balloons. Just large balloons in a tiny ass package. Like smaller than an envelope. Maybe the size of a postcard. We pull them out and this is not real. This is like,
at first, it was highly disappointing, but there was a bright side that occurred to us. In all the pictures, it showed people with these balloons around their necks.
We just had
this picture of us going to the park across the street, filling us things up with air, and basically
choking to death.
Yeah.
Or, like, yeah, basically getting strangled.
And then not being able to do anything because we're both in a balloon. And it's just going to look like we're being goofballs in these balloons.
Until we're dead and just, like,
I mean, actually, that would be an all right way to go.
I mean,
not the choking to death, but being found in a big balloon in the park. I'm down.
It'd be iconic.
Any mess you make when you die, at least it's contained.
Oh, it's contained? Yeah, that's cool.
Goodness.
I mean, they're like, this is brilliant.
So the lesson learned, and not to be nationalist, but maybe just be very careful with your purchases from China.
Yeah, also when I went back to the site that I ordered it from, because I found this on Instagram, okay, it wasn't even the same site. It now is showing
what
a large balloon that you would tie off, but they're still saying it's human-sized, which is not, it's not going to get as big as they say it is. I think we're going to fill it up.
Well,
we're
going to
test
human.
How big.
I bet you we could get a very little baby in there.
But we shouldn't.
No.
We shouldn't put that.
It's hard to find a baby these days.
No. I'm just thinking, you know, what is the purpose of this big-ass balloon and how big is it actually? Or did they just get a midget person? Sorry, that's not the right word. Small person to stand next to. It doesn't even look like the product in the pictures because what it looks like in the pictures now looks like an exercise ball.
You know
ball.
What we could do? We
a
could
really big exercise.
Fill it with helium. Put some messages in them.
And just let them go?
Yeah. It's kind of littering.
It's kind of littering.
But if the right person found it, it could be awesome, depending on the message. Or it could be horrible, depending on the message.
If you put a bunch of messages in that, then you can send more trash into the world like confetti with messages. And
we're real good people.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work on my karma score so good. So I'm saying maybe not.
Anyway, maybe businesses should open on Mondays. Because I never know what day it is. And so every Monday, I'm foiled. And Sundays, too.
Yeah.
Every Sunday, I want chicken. Nope.
No chicken for you. Yeah, people, you need to get your shit together.
Yeah, maybe we do too.
Wait.
And be a little more responsible with purchases. And maybe look at the calendar every once in a while.
I want to thank the government for the stimulus check because I apparently am stimulating China all the time, basically.
Way to go, Mom. Way to go.
With my purchases. Yeah, and I, you know what? I want to just say, you're going too fast, motherfucker. I think that websites like Etsy and Amazon and all this, where people are making purchases that they want to matter in their life, really need to crack down on the crap that they're allowing to be sold on their sites. And you know, I know that people leave reviews and stuff, and sometimes it's authentic, but
you've seen the pictures of those people with hundreds of keyboards and tablets, yeah, where they're just leaving positive reviews.
Yeah, it's a scam, dude. We've been scammed,
you know, what's a real
more
scam?
Than once.
And we won't get into it. The internet.
The internet is a scam.
Anyway, that's...
So are telephones.
Yeah, so maybe we should just get off it.
Fuck these people. I'm salty today.